What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, tell me, what's hot in this market?
Planting progress, Don. Watch out. The American farmers doing what they do best, and they're getting that crop in the ground. Regardless of prices, planting progress is going well. I've had many growers ask me, do you think those guys down in Indiana are still going to plant corn? I said, of course, that's what we do, corn and beans. Sometimes we even do beans and corn. So planting progress, absolutely on fire here in the United States.
Stock market getting some attention as well?
Yeah, stock market's up. Looking at the Dow Jones futures up 200, early indication. The Dow cash is settled right around between 23,000 and 24,000 for the last few weeks. So consolidation in the stock market, lower volatility. Looks like the markets are getting a grip on risk, on who's going to make it in this new modern world and who's not going to make it.
So how does the U.S. compare to what's going on around the rest of the globe?
Well, as far as numbers, if with COVID-19, starting to see Spain and Italy and the U.K., definitely their numbers are coming down. Still hundreds of deaths a day, but overall improvement. Quarantine works. It just comes at a price to the economy, Don.
We are seeing more and more stories that relate to food security, particularly out of the meat sector.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a positive or a negative. I think it's a positive that we're learning in America how weak our food security could be by simply just not having workers to process or harvest this crop of hogs. So cattle prices, historical low, hog prices low. But even farmers giving away hogs, hundreds of thousands of hogs are going to be euthanized here this week, going into the millions number here by the end of the week. So absolute tragedy to have healthy animals and not be able to process them here in the United States of America. The year is 2020.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.